News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Transport Authority is moving to ensure drivers and conductors of public passenger vehicles, PPV, comply with regulations regarding the wearing of badges. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petrakeen Williams, says this is aimed at strengthening safety mechanisms in the public transportation system.
The authority wants to ensure that public transportation is safe for all commuters, and the badge is your indication that the operator has been duly checked by the Transport Authority. The same thing for the conductor's license.
Ms. Williams was speaking in an interview with GIS News. She says the authority resumed prosecution for non-wearing of badges for all drivers and conductors of licensed public passenger vehicle PPV on November 1, 2013. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica is forecasting less severe drought conditions for the January to March dry season when compared to last year. Data from the Met Service shows that while dry conditions are occurring over western parishes, the eastern and central sections of the island are experiencing near normal weather conditions. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is encouraging citizens to harvest rainwater so as to be adequately prepared should the dry season become more severe.
We're approaching it from more than one angle because in terms of planning, we're going to insist that the runoff in the area must be captured one way or the other because you'd really cut down the effects of drought.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at a press conference on drought analysis, prediction and rainfall projections on Thursday. Jamaica remains on track to reduce its energy bill by 2016. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says several measures, including the establishment of a 360 megawatt power plant, are being implemented to ensure the target is achieved.
That project is on stream, it's on target. We are making sure that not a day slips and that come January 2016, we'll see a significant reduction, more than 30%. In the price of electric power.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the official launch of the Joie de Vie Wellness Festival in Kingston recently. The 360 megawatt power plant is a critical component of the government's plan to reduce energy cost for the current rate of US 42 cents per kilowatt hour. The Joie de Vie Wellness Festival is the first in a series scheduled for February 1 to 2 at Fort Clarence Beach in St. Catherine. In the meantime, there has been an increase in the number of Jamaicans accessing renewable energy. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says that this is attributable to various policy initiatives implemented by the government to enable more persons to generate electricity.
People are now understanding the worth of our sunshine, of our wind, and even of our rivers. And more Jamaicans are accessing the tremendous policy initiatives, the loan funding, the removal of taxation on all of the solar equipment and even batteries to enable our people to participate in generating their own electricity and to sell it back to the grid.
The Energy Minister has also initiated a public awareness program to promote conservation and more efficient use of energy. And Jamaicans are being urged to adopt the principles of the Local Economic Development LED program in creating small and micro enterprises. The LED program, launched last year by the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, seeks to establish economic enterprises in 150 communities across the island. Senior Consultant on Local Government Reform Keith Miller says the ministry is supporting and encouraging parishes to adopt this model.
Three parishes have already developed such a plan, and about six others are now in the stage of doing their own plan, and then that will also be spread to incorporate all the other parishes within a particular time frame.
Mr. Miller was speaking in a recent interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.